The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases.
This is the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Look, man, I generally believe that extreme times call for extreme measures. I don't believe in letting the perfect become the enemy of the good. But as 2020 rolls on, and sports seasons may or may not come back, and stars may or may not play, I'm beginning to think that anybody that wins anything this year has a massive asterisk next to their title. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Coming up on today's show, it's Wednesday, so we do our weekly Will Cain Show quiz show. Today, Trevor Maddich steps into the arena and tries to take on the king in geography, pop culture, and history. In our second hour, buckle up for the weekly Will Cain Show quiz show. And Mike Gundy has caught a little flack over the last couple of days. So Mike Gundy has cut an apology video. I would venture to say it's probably apology number one of a three-part series, if Mike Gundy's apology tour goes the same as everyone else's in 2020. One will not do, four might suffice. We'll get to the sincerity of Mike Gundy's apology a little bit later here in the Will Cain Show, but we start with Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I do believe everything this year should be held up to scrutiny. Are gestures empty? Are statements simply symbolic? Does anybody mean the words they say? Authenticity's running in short supply. The truth is endangered. So I wonder, when I read the headlines screaming across ESPN, or when I scroll across the ESPN Sports Center Twitter feed, I wonder when I read that the Los Angeles Chargers could potentially put Colin Kaepernick on a workout list, I wonder if this is an empty gesture or if it's sincere. Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn said it would be crazy for them to not take a look at Colin Kaepernick. Listen to what he said on a Zoom call this morning.
That's something that's probably on the workout list. You know, I haven't spoken with Colin. Not sure if you know where he's at as far as in his career, what he want to do. But Colin definitely fits the style of quarterback for the system that we're going to be running. And I'm very confident and happy with the three quarterbacks that I have. But, you know, you can never have too many people waiting on the runway.
And Lynn said it would be crazy to not work out Colin Kaepernick. But I am skeptical that this is any more than an empty gesture, any more than this is, like everyone else in today's day and age, saying what people want to hear. Think it through with me. If Colin Kaepernick works out for the Los Angeles Chargers, he better make the team. Can you imagine the situation where you bring Colin Kaepernick in, work him out, and then bid him adieu? Can you imagine walking down the same road that Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll once did, where you decide at the end, Cap's too good for this team? I can't imagine a win for the Chargers in working out Colin Kaepernick and declining to sign him. That, I think, would draw as much public ire as declining to work him out in the first place. Probably more. I also don't see much of a win for Kaepernick in working out for the Chargers and failing to make the team. His position today as a leader in the social justice movement is much bigger than either a third or second string quarterback or a failed tryout quarterback. I can't see the win for either Kaepernick or the Chargers in simply working out. I have a hard time seeing the win for Kaepernick, even if he makes the team. What more, when analyzing whether or not this is real, this is authentic, this is more than just a symbolic gesture, I keep coming back to this. If you are doing this for non-political reasons, if you're doing this for football reasons, wouldn't 10 out of 10 coaches today rather work out Cam Newton than Colin Kaepernick for any empty quarterback positions they might have? Is Cam Newton on the Chargers' summer workout list? 10 out of 10 coaches would take Cam over Kaepernick today. Even if you think at his height, Kaepernick was better than Cam Newton, which I think would be a minority position to hold, you would have to cede to the fact that Kaepernick hasn't played in 4 years, and Cam Newton was playing last year. The point is, if you're working out Colin Kaepernick, but not Cam Newton, you might be doing it as an empty gesture. You might be doing it symbolically. You might be doing it as a political statement. And if you are doing it for some reason other than football, you might want to think what the fallout will be when you sign him or decline to sign him for reasons other than football. Pardon my skepticism, but this right now looks like empty words, and it would be an empty gesture, like most everything else in 2020. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. I've said from the beginning, what an odd year. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. We've got to get back in the coronavirus economy. We got to get sports back on the field. But as leagues fight over their dollars and as leagues debate with their players over coronavirus protocols, we wonder, will the season return at all? And will star players return with the season? And I'm beginning to think anybody that wins this year is going to have a massive asterisk beside their name. If the NBA returns and several key players decide to opt out because they're uncomfortable with the quarantine or uncomfortable with the risk of acquiring coronavirus, and coming up in about 5 minutes on the Will Cain Show, I'm going to lay you out for you exactly the protocols at the Disney World bubble for the NBA's return in 2020. But if some key players, and especially if some star players, decide not to return, will the title in 2020 have full legitimacy? What about baseball, a sport built on massive averages, huge sample size, 162 games. If they do arrive at an agreement, which perhaps they might today, to come back in 2020 but just for 48 or 50 games, does that not upset the entire model of what baseball is supposed to prove over the long haul? It's really hard to think these titles will be weighted the same as every other title. They won't have an asterisk beside them. But Charles Barkley was on Get Up this morning, and he said, you're right, Will. They won't have the same weight. They'll have more. Listen.
I think the team that wins the championship this year should get 1.5 rings. To sit out for 3 months, you got this pandemic. To go down to that bubble and win the championship would be a great accomplishment.
1.5 rings, says Sir Charles. Now, look, it's going to be hard, clearly. The circumstances, the environment, the times. It's going to be hard to win a title in 2020, but there's going to be chaos. Ask yourself this. Do you think a long shot in the NBA, let's take just the NBA for the moment, do you think a long shot has a better or worse chance to win the title this year than they would through the course of a normal season? Every year in the NBA, we know the title comes down to about 3 teams. But this year, with the prospect of key players getting sick or key players opting out or stars even not participating, do you think the number is 3 or more like 6 or 7 teams that could potentially win the NBA title? And if that's the case, there's going to be a lot of, oh yeah, and buts, but fours, do you remembers to that title. Same with Major League Baseball, especially if the players and owners agree on an expanded playoff. It's just going to be highlighted, underlined it, bolded, different than normal years. And that's okay. That's fine. I don't think that should preclude us from coming back. I'm not suggesting if it's not perfect, then let us not sign up for the good. I'm just saying any title won this year should probably be accompanied by a big asterisk. I'm proud of myself. I said the word asterisk like 5 times in this segment, And I think I got it right every time. Because the hardest thing outside of winning a title in sports is saying the word asterisk 7 times in one segment on sports radio. Try it in your car. Try it at home. It's asterisk. Probably the worst word in the English language.
Asterisk.
Perfect. Coming up, I mentioned it's going to be a weird year. You got to hear the protocols. The NBA's put it out. The environment, the situation that players will be in at that Disney World bubble. How long do they have to stay in their rooms? Who can they socialize with? Where can they go? How do they eat? We've got fascinating details about what those weeks and months down at Disney World will be like for the biggest NBA stars, except for Kyrie. That's coming up on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Asterisk.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
This is incredibly unique circumstance, and what we're trying to do has never been done before, as far as I know.
Play the game I love to resume the season. You know, I guess it's a risk that I'm willing to take.
Me, I will vote not to play. It's an accumulation of me wanting radical change with everything that's going on in the country. But let's not forget, there are still people dying from this coronavirus.
This is what we do. You know, we put on NBA basketball.
So much talk about what's going on outside of the potential NBA bubble with protests and coronavirus. What would life be like inside the bubble? I've got details of what players will be signing up for when they travel down to Orlando, how long they have to stay in their rooms, where they can go during this entire NBA tournament. You can listen to the details and decide if that's for you. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. But let me go for a moment to the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, where I have TC in Texas. What's up, TC?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
All right, so look, I get it. Colin Kaepernick, you know, I think he's been out too long. There's too many good quarterbacks that don't have jobs right now, but I think it shouldn't be up to the owners. It should be up to Goodell. Goodell needs to give him at least an office job, make up a title for him, something like that, where he can do his civil rights in the NFL and help make the NFL better.
Well, there's a couple things I would say to that. Thanks for the call, man. I don't know that Kaepernick wants an office job inside the NFL. Number two, Goodell has actually mentioned something about that, about Kaepernick leading up, I believe, a social justice panel or division of the NFL. Number three, I think we're going to, again, have to have a conversation about what you're signing up for if Colin Kaepernick is your leader. There are many different angles to this, and you know what? If you want to breathe out of your mouth and simplify it, feel free. The world is a free place, but you can at the same time take social justice issues one at a time and decide the validity and necessity of making change in each one of these various categories we debate. Have broad conversations about racism in America. Talk about laws you want changed. And ask whether or not Kaepernick is the perfect messenger for this change. I would just offer you this up. If Kaepernick is going to be the leader of the movement, and Kaepernick is going to be hired by the NFL, will we then need to sign up for all of Kaepernick's positions? Like, say, oh, I don't know, just a few months ago, when one of the leaders of the Iranian military force, classified internationally as a terrorist organization, was killed by the United States of America in a missile strike, and Kaepernick said it was another example of illegitimate use of American power. Might want to see exactly who and what ideas he has before we put him in a position of leadership. Because you like a couple of his ideas, because he has become a symbol for change that this society and this country is vigorously debating at this moment doesn't mean you should sign up for everything Colin Kaepernick has said or advocates for. And if you're going to put him in a position of leadership, you might consider you need to vet all of those ideas. Speaking of Kaepernick, I brought up a moment ago, on a football note, say you're the Chargers. Would you really work out Colin Kaepernick before Cam Newton? I've been critical of Cam Newton as a top-tier quarterback in the NFL for quite some time. But Cam Newton is still a really, really good quarterback. And certainly was a very good quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. Which brings me to this question. The Panthers just tweeted this out, I'd say 2 hours ago. It's popular on social media right now to put a couple of options before your audience and ask them to retweet, like, or comment to vote on the winner of these three options. The Panthers asked their audience, choose your GOAT, and they gave you three options of the greatest Panthers of all time. Those are Julius Peppers, Steve Smith Sr., and Luke Kuechly. I think it's odd that Cam Newton isn't even included in one of the greatest Panthers debate of all time. Cam Newton, league MVP, Cam Newton, quarterback that led them to a Super Bowl, isn't even in the top three, isn't even in debate for greatest Panthers of all time. Maybe the pendulum has swung too far on selling low on Cam Newton. Here are the details of the NBA's return and their return to Disney World for a bubble. It's pretty fascinating. When a player arrives at Disney World, he has to go into quarantine for 48 hours. He'll be tested for coronavirus when he enters the environment, and then he stays in his room for 48 hours. No visitors, no leaving the room. The NBA will have special chefs that prepare food for all of its players. Once that 48-hour period is passed, then players can move around within the hotel. There will be an athlete's only lounge that includes TVs, arcade games, NBA 2K, and ping pong. You have a 24-hour VIP concierge to handle daily entertainment. The Disney culinary team will create individualized team meals. There will be team-sponsored outings you can go out. If you ever leave the environment, I guess in an unapproved fashion, then you have to go into quarantine for 14 days on your return. It is summer camp, but summer camp on lockdown. On game day, it will follow the routine of being on the road and what you would do in pregame before game day on those trips. The lowest seeded teams will be staying, I believe, at the Grand Floridian. The highest seeded teams at Disney Coronado Springs, and there's a third hotel involved in this as well. But the details are pretty fascinating. You can read them on ESPN.com. These players will be signing up for weeks in a pretty restrictive environment where it's going to be like summer camp, except at various times, summer camp restricted exclusively to your dorm. It is going to be difficult. I don't blame a lot of these players. It's something to sign up for, and you combine that with the coronavirus risk. I understand the concerns that a lot of players will have. And by the way, after a certain number of weeks, they will have extra rooms where they can have visitors come and join the party in Disney World. But it is going to be a tough environment for these players. The teams who are not making the playoffs, who are only there to complete the regular season, will be staying at the Yacht Club. Then the lowest seeded teams will be staying at the Grand Floridian, and the highest seeded teams will be staying at Disney Coronado Springs. There could be aspects of this could be fun. There could be a lot of guys not very excited to sign up for this kind of environment. Which just leads me back to what a year, what an asterisk. We'll talk to an NFL player, former NFL player, Jeff Saturday, about these protocols and why is it that Cam Newton is so disrespected right now. I think it was reasonable to have questions, to be critical of Cam Newton, but now the pendulum has swung too far. He's unemployed. He's not even talked about when the workout for the Los Angeles Chargers, and he's not included in the greatest of all time debate for the Panthers. We'll talk about that with Jeff Saturday coming up on The Will Cain Show.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your goldfish to sing Bizet's Carmen? There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Will Cain.
Hey, Will, man, I just want to commend you, man, for everything that you do, man, what you stand for, man. You keep it 100, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a brother from another mother, but I like what you're doing.
I think Mike Gundy's about to find out how many apologies will be enough. The Oklahoma State Cowboys head coach apologized for wearing an OAN t-shirt. We'll get into that coming up in a little bit here on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio. But now, on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, is former NFL player, current NFL analyst for ESPN, Jeff Saturday. What's up, Jeff?
Not too much. How you doing, Will?
I'm good. Hey, I was just scrolling through some social media posts, and I came across one from the Carolina Panthers. They're doing this thing that so many people like to do, where they put essentially a poll in front of their audience. Quote, retweet, or heart. Pick your option. Let's see who wins. What they offered up their audience was the greatest Panther of all time. And the options for the audience to choose from were Julius Peppers, Steve Smith Sr., and Luke Kuechly. How is it Cam Newton is not one of the potentially three best Carolina Panthers of all time?
Man, you know they don't want to put him on as he just walked out the door. They decided to move on from him. So that would not be a great message to send to their club or organization that, you know, every other guy kind of left a little bit differently, and so that would be a difficult. I love that you point that out, though. That is fantastic. Get him. How is Cam Newton not mentioned in it is unbelievable, man. I mean, Super Bowl quarterback, totally transformed that organization and really carried their offense on his back for how many years? But let's not talk about him. He's out for now. In about 5 years, they'll have his jersey. Whenever he retires, they'll have his jersey hanging all over the stadium, and you know you'll have parades for Cam Newton and what he's done. But for right now, he's not in the mix.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no excuse for having Cam Newton absent in the debate over the greatest Panther of all time. MVP, Super Bowl quarterback. Absolutely, he is, if not the best, one of the best Panthers of all time. And you're right, they're going to drape his jersey all over that stadium, all over that front office when he retires. But I guess I didn't think about this. I mean, it does make a ton of sense. But the biggest embarrassment they could suffer is if he actually won that right now.
Right.
Like how did you let the greatest Panther of all time go? And he remains unemployed to this moment in the NFL.
Yeah, no, listen, whoever decided to do that poll thought this one through. You know, this was not one they just came off the cuff. We're like, hey, we're going to just go to drop this. They did some thought. Guaranteed he started on the list, and then somebody else was like, whoa, let's not do that to ourselves. So a little forward thinking by somebody in the front office.
Jeff Saturday here on the Will Cain Show. So, Saturday, I have some time off in the month of July. I'm going to take a little vacation with the family, and what we have been debating is – we would like to take an RV trip around the country. Now, I hear through the grapevine you might have a hookup on how I go about getting an RV because they're kind of hard to book. It's a popular thing right now, but I was hoping you could help me out. Do you have a hookup on where I can find an RV?
I had a hookup. I'm not sure he still keeps it. My man Ben Hartsock he was good to give it up. You know what I mean? He was easy on the pocket. So, and in fact, he was so easy. I actually lost part of his RV driving down the highway, and he told me that it was not my fault. So he paid for the piece himself even after I offered. But, yeah, my man Hartsock, that's a, if you can get it, it's the best way to go. There's no doubt. That's the most fun you'll have with your family, man. Y'all will have an absolute blast.
Now, Saturday, I am a little nervous about it because I would not – I think you and I are probably different. You look like a guy who's handy. I'm not that handy. So if something goes wrong, we better have AAA. But, like, I'm nervous about, you know, letting the gray water and the black water out, and I'm nervous about everything. Like, do I have enough propane to keep the refrigerator running? I just – this isn't my game, man. That's not who I am. Is this going to be more trouble than it's worth?
Yeah, if you're concerned about that, you need to go somewhere where they put little umbrellas in your drink, man, and just, you know, bring them out to you. This is a little different game. Yeah, there's no doubt. If that's the part that's concerning to you, it's really not that hard at all. And I tell you, the best part about it is where you go, the places, the people you meet as you're going through, man. I mean, it is, it's a great way to travel. And it really is. They have made it, almost, I'm going to say almost idiot proof. So just in case something happens to you, I don't want to put you in the idiot category, but it's almost idiot proof, man. I mean, it is easy on the hookup. You know, you'll make sure you won't be drinking the gray water. That's the most important thing. Don't drink either of those. Everything else should be fun.
No, I've seen the videos. I am definitely in the idiot category, so I hope it is idiot proof. Last thing on RVing, because I am genuinely interested. It really is hard to rent one right now because it is a popular thing during the coronavirus. People don't want to get on airplanes, so they're taking these things across the country, and I want to do that with my family. I've got Grand Canyon on the mind. You've done this, it sounds like, a couple of times. What's the place I have to do? Mount Rushmore, Grand Canyon? What do I have to do with the family?
Oh, I would definitely do Grand Canyon. I would say that would be a fantastic, especially if you're going cross country, you know, and going to spend a good amount of time. I would also recommend possibly going one direction and flying back home. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Things are a whole lot more fun when you're doing it the first time going out. Coming back when everybody's tired, maybe a little bit different. So if you're not afraid to get on a plane, I would probably suggest as you get to one area, you've enjoyed it, you've had a good time, let's drop it off at that point and then head on back, as opposed to a 3 or 4 day just straight ride with no spots. I mean, no stops. I mean, if I'm, you know, for the first one you're going to do with your family, that's probably the best way to go, as opposed to getting all the way out there, hanging, and then coming all the way back. Just a little food for thought for you.
All right, I'll think about it. Jeff Saturday here on the Will Cain Show. Let's come full circle now. I saw Anthony Lynn, and I don't think he ended up saying that much, Jeff. I think in a way we're all making a bigger deal about this than actually his words suggest we should. He said that they would put Colin Kaepernick on a summer workout list. He also said he liked his three quarterbacks. I opened my show today asking this. Is this an empty gesture? Is Anthony Lynn just saying what, you know, anyone would say if asked about Colin Kaepernick right now? Or is he truly interested in working Kaepernick out? My skepticism on the sincerity of that is this. If you're looking for another option at quarterback, if you're working somebody out, you would call Cam Newton before Colin Kaepernick. I think 10 out of 10 GMs and coaches would do that, right?
Yes. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I think this was a Anthony Lynn just, you know, when he's talking about Colin Kaepernick, just saying, hey, you know, he deserves, and you know, if we're all being honest, he's deserved workouts, you know, the last 4 years, right? When you're talking about, but what you're, you know, the conversation you have to have is bringing him in. What's his role? You know, Tyrod Taylor sticking around. You know, they just drafted a kid, what, sixth overall. So he's around. They got the Easton Stick kid. So, you know, it's kind of like what Pete Carroll said, right? Somebody should give him a chance. It's just not us because we're kind of full at this moment. And that's kind of what everybody's going to run into. And then when you look at the quarterbacks that are, you know, quote, on the street, you made the greatest example right now with Cam Newton, who has been a dual threat quarterback. And that was kind of what Anthony Lynn said. He's like, you know, in our system, he fits. Well, you know, Cam Newton fits as well, right? We know the injury is a larger part of this role for him. And I think that's going to be the conversation for all teams is, and I made this mention on NFL Live today. I think Kaepernick, if you're bringing him in as a two or three, you don't have expectations that he can probably play if the guy goes down right away. But if you are running a dual threat type offense, you know, listen, my last game professionally, I watched him run up and down the field against Green Bay, when I was on the Packers and put us out of the playoffs. He understands and got a team to the Super Bowl, so he understands how defenses adjust as season moves on to dual threat quarterbacks. You know, the expectations of what people and what defensive coordinators and different guys in the league have done and what they'll continue to do. I think he offers value in that. When a guy has had this much time off, you would have to work him out. But I think from Anthony Lynn, it was very similar to me to what Pete Carroll said, right? Is that there are people who are potentially interested, and he was just kind of giving I would definitely give him a chance to work out, not committing to signing or doing anything further than that.
All right, Jeff Saturday here on the Will Cain Show. Put in a good word with me, please, with Hartsock. Searching for
I'll put it in. Hey, he should be your guy. I'm telling you, it's a no-brainer. I'll put a call in right now.
All right, man, I appreciate it. It's Jeff Saturday. See you, man, here on the Will Cain Show. All right, speaking of sincerity, which seems to be the theme of the day, Mike Gundy has offered his first apology. Was it sincere, or was it a hostage video? That's coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Oh, that there, that's an RV. But don't you go falling in love with it now.
Mike Gundy has offered up the first of what inevitably will be.
What's that word?
Inevitably be 2 to 3 apologies for wearing a t-shirt of a news network. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting, home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. I'll let you hear Mike Gundy's apology coming up in just a moment here. But Ben Hartsock, what does this say? Go ahead. What are you writing down? The greatest?
I don't know. We're just going to try to help you out here.
What?
Maybe the greatest tight end in history.
Oh.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Hell of a broadcaster. It is bold.
Ben, are you the greatest tight end in history?
I mean, if the shoe fits, guys, I don't I don't want to jump on too many bandwagons, but I like where that's heading. I mean, I listened to the last segment, you start throwing out greatest Panthers of all time. I thought, well, man, maybe I made the cut. I mean, I had a strong 3 years. I don't know I think I caught one or two. I was in on a play once where Cam Newton threw me the football. I wasn't supposed to be in on the play, but he still threw it to me. It was cool.
Well, let me just tell you something here. I can get you on that greatest Panthers list, and I can get you on that greatest tight ends list if you can do me a solid, too. I hear you got an RV.
Yeah, I caught that. You know, Mike A. can text me saying, hey, maybe tune in for this segment. And I thought, well, then they start talking Panthers. I thought, hey, yeah, this would be cool. But then I heard the real deal. You're going RVing. You're about to have a good time, my man. I'm fired up.
You're a big RV guy, Hartsock?
I owned an RV. Sorry to let you know, though, I sold it. It's gone. Don't own it anymore, but I was a proud owner for 5 years.
All right, see you later, man.
What's he still doing? All right, it's been good having you, man.
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone. So
Wait. Do you know anybody else that's got one?
No, not anymore. I was the source for a lot of people. And Saturday did borrow my RV, and he 100% did break it. And he 100% did not offer to pay for the damages.
He did not. That was a lie, huh?
No. Yeah, bold-faced.
Did you take it all around the country? Like, I mean, I want to do a pretty big trip here. A couple weeks, you know, hit the sites, you know, a little Yellowstone, Mount Rushmore.
Are you going from Northeast, or are you going, like, didn't I hear you're, like, in Nashville or something?
Yeah, but here's my rough plan. I think I'm going to look for an RV somewhere in the North Texas area, Dallas. And then I take off on this trip, you know, Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Mount Rushmore, all that. That's kind of what I'm thinking. But it is difficult right now to get an RV. I mean, it's popular.
Yeah. Well, cheap gas. Everybody's got, wanting to go do something. It's a spectacular way to travel, man. I can't endorse it enough, especially when you're renting, because if something goes wrong, it's on them to come get it fixed. It's going to be a hassle for you, but the reality is every time something breaks on those jokers, it's $1,200. So the fact that you're renting and not owning, that's part of the reason I got out of the game.
I got two questions for you, Hartsock. First of all, did you have one of those big Class A buses? Is that what I need to do?
Yeah. Yep. Diesel pusher, man.
And that's what I need to do, right? Like, just go all
those
out.
Those are much. Yeah. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Yeah. Get a diesel pusher.
Okay. And then, am I guaranteed for something to break, and I'm not going to be able to figure out how to fix it?
No, we did 3 weeks, and everything stayed functional. And usually, those ones that are rentals, they're maintained. It'll be good. No, they're not guaranteed to break. It's a great way to travel, man. You're sitting in a Lazy Boy, 8 feet up, high as the truckers, big pane of glass. Go look at the Grand Canyon. Go do Zion. All those parks in Utah. You were asking recommendations. Zion, do the Narrows at Zion National Park. It's a must do.
All right. Awesome. All right. Just let me know when you find an RV for me, okay?
If you got, good talking to you, Will. Sorry.
All right. Take care. It's Ben Hartsock, the greatest tight end ever here on the Will Cain Show. So Mike Gundy, you know, yesterday we played for you a video he put out with Chuba Hubbard, his running back who called him to the mat for wearing an OAN t-shirt. Mike Gundy, since that time, has now put out a video on his own that almost everybody, I don't care if you thought he was right for apologizing or wrong for apologizing, has described as a hostage video. The sincerity is just, it's just overwhelming. Here's a little taste. Listen.
I had a great meeting with our team today. Our players expressed their feelings as individuals and as team members. They helped me see through their eyes how the t-shirt affected their hearts. Once I learned how that network felt about Black Lives Matter, I was disgusted and knew it was completely unacceptable to me. I want to apologize to all members of our team, former players, and their families for the pain and discomfort that has been caused over the last 2 days. Black Lives Matter to me. Our players matter to me. These meetings with our team have been eye-opening and will result in positive changes for Oklahoma State football. I sincerely hope the Oklahoma State family, near and far, will accept my humble apology as we move forward.
And if you listen to television networks or scroll across social media, you will quickly realize that that apology is not being met with acceptance or the perception of sincerity. So I would imagine, as was the case with Drew Brees, we'll be moving on to Apology 2 and possibly Apology 3 in the coming week. Mike Gundy wore a t-shirt for a news network that is many, 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 many people see as disreputable and many, many more disagree with. And that's fine. The question is if that is an act that requires cancellation and or apology. Mike Gundy is going to quickly learn that you cannot apologize enough. That's what he's going to learn. Now you have to ask yourself, what are you asking somebody to apologize for? I'll tell you why I was skeptical about this, and I can't say words right now, why I was skeptical about this from day one, next on The Will Cain Show.
Thank you for listening to The Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to The Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.